Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodva edition. Perek Sheni is starting Halacha Zayin in the top of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah continues the Yonim of Tuma and Tahara, and the Mishnah says, Bigdei Amoritz Midras Leprushim. Midras is a Tuma, a specific Tuma, that has to do with a Zov, a man or a woman, they have a discharge of Tuma, they become a Zov and a Zova. And there's a special tumah by Zov and Azova called tumas medras. Medras means something that they sit on or lay down on and is designated for the sitting or for laying down on, becomes a tumah of a medras. The tumah of a medras is special because it makes the person who becomes tumah from the medras, not only himself tumah, but his clothing also become tumah. How does one become tummy usually from a medras? Usually a person becomes tummy from a medras either by touching it or by laying down in it, even if not directly touching in it. For example, if there is a mattress that's tummy medras and you have 10 mattresses above it and someone lays down the top mattress, he'll become tummy medras from the bottom mattress. That's a usual medras. As we'll see over here it's a chomer de rabbanon. Rabbanon here, we're not talking about an actual tumas medras, but we talk about a chashash. What's the chashash? That we have a Amoritz, for example, so we're choshesh that his wife, who was a nido, maybe sat or laid down on the clothing and made the clothing tumas medras. So therefore, Rabbanon came and said that for a chaver means someone who's careful, tumah v'taharo, every clothing of Amoritz, you consider it to be like a medras, and yet to be machre as if it's medras if he touches it. Now this applies only to the clothing of Amoritz, because Amoritz himself is not a din. He doesn't have a din of a zov. He doesn't have a din that he has this tumah. It's only a chashash that maybe his wife touched his clothing. So that's why big day Amoritz or midras leprushim, prushim are the ones that are more careful in tumah v'taharo. Continues the Mishnah, big day prushim. Talk about prushim, people that are careful in tumah v'taharo, but they eat only chulin v'taharo. So they're midras loich lechuma. People that eat chuma, they have to be more careful with their tumah v'taharo, and the clothing of the big day prushim for them is considered to be as if it's medras. That's a chumah de rabbanon, similar to what we saw in the previous Mishnah. Big day oich lechuma medras akodesh. The clothing of oich lechuma is a medras for the level above that, which people they eat kodesh. Yosef ben Yoyazer a chosid shebekiuna. He was a chosid shebekiuna and he ate truma. Vaisam itpach to his kerchief midras akodesh, meaning even though he was a chosid the bekiuna, but it's a chumah de rabbanon that people they eat truma, whatever they have is tumo for the next level. He was careful to eat everything with tahara of kodesh kol yomav all his life. Still, his clothing were considered to be medras for the level above that, which is chatos mechatos, talking about por adumo. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'magoyis shonu. So here we come and have a caveat, saying yes, there's a chumah de rabbanon to treat the clothing of one level to the next level, to a higher level, as medras, but not for a full medras. There's still, because it's only din derabanan, so they gave it only a partial din medras. What's the partial din medras? Only if someone touches the clothing directly, he becomes tumah medras. If someone does not touch it, he just lays down on something above it, and he's not touching it directly, so you will not become a medras, and vice versa also. The clothing will not become tumah unless they were touched directly. So only a mago, only a direct touch, will transfer the tumah and make this into a medras. Says the Gemara, so Rabbi Zehiro, boy, come here, Yoiso, meichon nitmo habeged as a medras. If you tell me that the medras only goes with a direct contact, so what is the chashash to begin with? What is the chashash we mentioned in the Mishnah? That maybe the wife of Amoritz sat or lay down on his clothing. But if the only tumah transfers through a direct contact, you want to tell me that she sat or laid down on the clothing and touched it directly? Says the Gemara, yes. Omer leiti posa shoyso ishto shlamoritz yoyshevas alof arumo. She sat in it naked. Meaning, the Gemara that haven't been understood, it's very rare. It's not something common to assume that someone's going to sit in someone else's clothing when they're naked. So if you tell me that the only tumah that happens is through mago, through direct contact, it's very very chashash rochik to tell me this happened. So the Gemara, no, this is the chashash. The chashash is that the wife sat in it naked, and immediately this clothing became tumas medras. Says the Gemara, Shmuel bar Abba Abba Kamir Zeiro. Kimodat Omer Tamon, the same way you just said. In his set bechulin, v'yesh beset bechulin deit mago, the kavasoin masa bechulin, v'yesh masa bechulin deit mago. Reb Chaim here has two explanations in the Gemara. We're going to use the first explanation. The Gemara starts by saying, we just said that Tumas Medris of this case of our Mishnah is only happening in Yaldei Mago, only through direct contact. Says the Gemara, L'chor, that will be the same thing regarding Heset. What is a Heset? We mentioned a little bit about it in the previous daf. But Heset is a special din by a Zov, that if a Zov moves something, not by touching it, just by pushing it, let's say he takes a stick and he pushes a kli, the movement, that's called Heset, also makes a tummy. So the Gemara says, the same way it was clear that the Gabi Medrash, there's no Medrash unless you directly touch it. So only also regarding the tumor of a Heset, the only tumor that will be in this case of our Mishnah is Al Dei Mago, only by touching it directly. But if he doesn't touch it directly, you won't have a Tumas Heset. So the Gemara established that the tumor of our Mishnah is only Al Dei Mago. And that's regarding Medrash. Says the Gemara, the same thing applies to Heset. Heset means the movement has to be Al Dei Mago. Continues the Gemara now and says, what about Maso? Maso means carrying something. This is the classic idea of a medrash. Medrash is that something is laying down something else, meaning carrying by it. Do you tell me that the tumas maso that you have in this case will be only al dei mago, only through a direct contact? Meaning if someone touches it, you will have also a tuma of a maso. Now the Gemara says the word chulin over here, so Reb Chaim points out, mashra, it's only a din by chulin that we say have to have mago, now the gabi chumo, and he's in the supek of that, if the Gemara means to say that thing, that this part of the Mishnah that we're saying is tummy only direct contact, it's only the first part of the Mishnah that speaks about chulin, not about chumo. So let's read the Gemara again according to the Pshat. Shuam ba'abba bo kamev zir. Kamoy dat omar tamon ein esed b'chulin. V'yesh esed b'chulin de mago. There's no esed unless you touch it, unless there's direct contact. Kavoso ein masa b'chulin, v'yesh masa b'chulin de mago. So similar over here, masa will be only if you direct touch it. Says the Gemara, shuol achoy de avishai omar v'yiru aboy yeshiva akise v'noga boy. Manav shecho. Meaning what's bothering the Gemara is, if you're saying that he's touching it directly, so why you have to get Tumas Maso? There's a Tumas Mago. We have to get to the Tumah of carrying. He's touching it. That's the one says, Manavshach, Imaso, Imaso, Imago, Imago. You have both. If you're saying there's no Maso without Mago, so immediately every time the person touches it, while he's being carried by it, there's a Mago and a Maso. So what do you add with Maso more than Mago? Anyway, it has to be Mago. In other words, once you tell me that the only way for this Tumah to transfer is through a direct contact, so everything will be Tumas Mago. And the Gemara embeds here a question, which is not written clearly in the Gemara according to Reb Chaim. The Gemara says, maybe you want to tell me that by Maso, in order to have Tumas Maso, has to be the majority of the person is being carried by the item. But maybe by Mago, even if it's not the majority, if he just touches it with his finger, it will make it Tome. So well, that's not true. It works the same way. Tumas Maso of a Medrash doesn't go until the majority of the person is on it. So also Tumas Mago doesn't go until the majority of the person touches it. So says the Gemara, there's no enough kamina if you tell me Tumas Maso in this case, because as long if you have to have direct contact, it will always be Tumas Mago. The only thing you have is Tumas Mago. Continues the Gemara, Gufay Shalporush Mashi Yosek Kezav Etzel Trumo. So we mentioned already in the beginning that by Amoritz, the Amoritz himself doesn't have a din of his Zov. It's only his clothing, because with Choshish that his wife touched it. Now the next level of the Mishnah is the Parush is Tome. You say that he has a Tumas Medrash for Trumo. Does that apply only to his clothing? Or that applies to his body as well? Continues the Gemara, Huzainam with base. Hey, see, Abir Yechonon about Taninon. Well, we saw the following. We'll bring a right from the following. It says, Aminiach Amoritz betoich beisur l'shomer. Someone put Amoritz to guard his house. We're talking about the Gabi Trumo. Bisman shuroi tenichnosim v'seyoitzim. If he sees who's coming in and out, so he knows nobody came in, meaning the wife of the Amoritz did not come in. So, Yichlim v'mashkim v'klecheres p'suchim t'beim. So, the food and drink and klecheres that are open, it's tome, because maybe the Amoritz went directly and touched it, and he's considered to be tome. The beds and the seats that have become tome only through medras. So that are completely sealed. So there's no problem of touching. The only way to make it tome is through carrying it to Oirim. Why? Because the Amoritz himself, he's not tome medras. He's a regular tome. He doesn't have a tumas zav. He doesn't transfer tumas medras. So he can make the seats and the beds tome, or the things that are sealed tome, only things he touches directly. Says the Gemara in Tamar also Guver Kazavitz Hachumo, Film Kovin Tzoi Potter Yutmeim. If he's considered to be a Zav, so even the sealed Kalim should be Tomei because he's going to move them. Says the Gemara, that's not a good Rai. Omar Avyud Barpazi, Tiposer Ba Mahorit Asala Porush, Feleis Shama Minoklum. It could be that that case of the Mishnah now talk about Chumo. is talking about chulin for someone who is a parush. Parush means someone who's careful to him with the arrow. And this we already established that Amoharitz himself, he is not tome zav in regards to the parush. It's only his clothing that are tome because of his wife. That's regarding Amoharitz in regards to a parush, in regards to chulin. But regarding truma, we don't have a raya if the parush is considered to be tome himself, only his clothing is tome. He says, no, but Rabbi Yosi said that all these Mishnayos that we mentioned, which are Mishnayos and Masechet Taharis, are talking regarding Truma, not regarding Cholin. So, immediately, we do have a good Raya because we're talking regarding Truma. I'm bringing a Raya, that's the way. The Tani and Tamon we learned over there. Afilu Muvol, the Afilu Kofus, Hakol Tome. Even if the Amoharitz is being carried, I mean, he can walk on his own, or even if he's tied up, he's still Tome. Now that part is talking about if he doesn't know who came in there. So the first part that we saw before, he said if someone is there and he sees that nobody else came in, so he knows he's the only Amoritz who was there. But if he doesn't know who came in, it's possible that someone else went into this room. So then even if the Amoritz who's there cannot really move and touch anything, maybe someone else came in and touched it and made it tame. So then even when we have a kli which is completely sealed, we say it's tame. So what is it? What could it be tome? What could a kli, a sealed kli, be tome? The only reason, it could, only way it could be tome, if it's completely sealed, it's for someone moving it. Look at Rabbi Yochanan. We don't have a din chatzitzo that a kli cheres is choytiv neatumo. V'lo heseito is that hesed is not metame. The gist of Rabbi Chaim is v'lo rishut amoharitz. It's a trumo. Meaning, while it's a Mishus Amoharitz, by Mishus Amoharitz, by Trumo, we're machmir that Hesed is Metame, and you don't have Chatzitzo. Masha by Chulin, you don't have this problem. You do have Chatzitzo, and you don't have a din of Hesed. So what we're focusing on is, if you're telling me, the Tumo that we have there, Meseches Tahiris, we're talking about Tumas Hesed, because we're talking about a sealed Kli. Tumas Hesed is only Shach by Trumo, not by Chulin. So immediately we have a good Rayo. We have a Rayo that Legabi Trumo, we're talking here, Legabi Trumo. And we say that the Amoritz himself, we have no problem with the Trumo. We only have a problem that maybe someone else came and touched it, someone whose tum is off. So Mashra, that only the problem is his wife or someone who's off, but not the Amoritz himself. The Amoritz himself, we don't give him a din of a zov, and Koshikan, the Parush, we don't give him a din of a zov, Legabi Trumo. Continuing the Gemara with the same theme of questions. Before you talk about regarding Trumo, do we say that the body himself has a din of Trumo or not? Only the clothing have a din of Trumo. So now we ask him, Gabi Koidish. We said that anybody who deals with Trumo, he's considered to be Medris for Koidish. Is he himself or only his clothing? This is when Nishmini Medo bring a right from the following. Hachoitach Shorfer Shal Koidish, Hachoitcho Vamadbilo Ton Tfilo. Someone who cuts a Shorfer, which means a tube that will be used for Koidish. So the one who cuts it, or the one who puts it into the mikvah, he needs to go to the mikvah. Why? Because he became tameh from the kli. Says when he cuts it, I understand he's touching the kli directly. But madbilo, he puts it into the mikvah. What's the problem? Just make sure not to touch it directly. Cover it with some reed and put it into the mikvah. So why you say that just a rule? Anybody who's matbil kli kodesh, he has to go to the mikvah. Now, the reason he has to go to the mikvah is because before he put into the mikvah, doesn't have the tahara of kodesh. It has only a tahara of truma. As we'll see later, they call a kelim and a gemorim betahara tzachim tvila. So when you prepare a kli, before you put it to the mikvah, it doesn't have the din of kodesh. So it still has a tuma like truma. So he's saying if you touch directly the kli, you became tome. But if you didn't touch directly, why do you become tome? Why do you become tome like abi kodesh? So you see from here that this kli has a higher level of tuma. It causes tumo even not through a direct contact. Which tumo causes tumo even not through a direct contact? Only a tumas medrash. So you see, the kli itself has a din of tumas medrash. So even though the kli is tor l'trumo, legabi koidish has a din of medrash. So it's not only that maybe the wife came and touched it, because here we have no wife. Here's the kli itself. The kli itself is like the person himself. You say anything which is a trumo, is tor l'trumo, legabi koidish has a din of a medrash. Says the Gemara, it's not two cases. He cut it or he put it in the mikvah. He cut it in order to put it in the mikvah. So he touched it directly, that's it becomes tame. But in Chanan, he doesn't touch it directly, maybe he doesn't make it tame, because there's something which is tar l'truma, that not necessarily has a din l'truma of a zov. Only the clothing of someone who's tar l'truma is tame l'kodesh, because maybe his wife touched it. Continues the one, the same question on the Gabi, the next level. We said that Koidish, and for someone who's dealing with the Mechatos, Poradumo, has a din of a medrash. Is it his body? Only his clothing because of his wife. נשמעים מן הדור שני לגינים אחד תור לקודש ואחד תור the gives of Chaim is אחד תור לחטוס. So you have two kelim, one is תור לקודש, one is תור לחטוס. שנוגו זה בזה שניהם תורים. They touch each other, they're תור. And Chaim explains the mashmos of the Gemara is that this person touched them together. Now that the kelim touch each other on their own, if it was a person who was only tar l'kodesh, he took a kli of kodesh and he touched with it the kli of chatos. If he has a din of azov, so by moving something, touching something even indirectly, he will make a tame. You see, he doesn't have a din of azov; it's only his clothing that have a din of azov. So up to now, the Gemara came to a conclusion that all the chumras of our Mishnah, that one is a medrash for the next level, is only regarding his clothing, not regarding the person himself. Says the Gemara, "V'amastitza pligol churiav," a brayse that argues. According to Reb Chaim, we take away the first two words over here, and we go into hator lechatos, something which is tor for chatos. Continues the Gemara, "Yudches amud alef shehisid beroykoi v'shichazaroi shel tor letrumo." That he touched the saliva, the shichazera of someone who's tor only for truma. The din is he's nitmo. So he's not touching the clothing of the Torah l'trumo. He's touching his saliva, the shechazer of the Torah l'trumo. He becomes tummy. You see that you treat the person who is not in the level of chatos like he is a zav. Because the idea of saliva that's metame is only a din by zav. So you see that this person, even though he's, we're not talking that the kli chatos touches clothing. He's touching the saliva. It makes him tummy. And the Gemara says, he tar l'trumah, he tar l'kodesh. It doesn't matter if we talk about taharu of truma kodesh. It's all the same thing. Are we saying that anything which is a lower level is a tumah zava only regarding the clothing or regarding the person himself? Once you tell me that regarding truma, the person himself has a din of a zav, not only his clothing, it applies also to the taharu of kodesh. The lagabi chatos, which is the highest level of taharu, is considered to be that the person himself is a zav, not only his clothing. So this last bite is a question on everything that Gemara concluded in the previous Amud, and the Gemara stays with the question. With this, we conclude the second parak of Maseches Chagigo, Hadron Aloch Perak Endorshim, Hadron Aloch Perak Endorshim, and with this, we conclude Yushami Chagigo Dav Yud Zayin.